Hey everybody, Chuck here. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that CritCon 2025 is live. Once again, we're hosting a game convention in Portland, Oregon this October 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Hilton Doubletree, right off the Max Line near downtown. Killscream is back with Killscream 4, a two-day tournament with two golden tickets on the line. It's 2 days this year, October 25th and 26th, with some amazing prize support as usual, and the Kill Team Cascadia Bounty Board for charity, as well as a painting contest to go along with it this year. This year on Friday, we also have Kill Team Doubles. You push two boards together and fight with your partner against another team, deal with shooting across boards, sharing command points with your partner, and battle through three rounds against two opponents. This year, we have a bunch of other game systems too, including Star Wars Shatterpoint, Star Wars Legion, Horus Heresy 30K, and Marvel Crisis Protocol. If you took some of the hobby classes last year, don't worry. Painting classes return this year, along with Dan Osborne and Useless Wizard from last year. We have former Privateer Press studio painter Matt DiPietro and Portland local Selnar teaching classes Friday through Sunday. We also have discounted rooms available at the Hilton Doubletree. You can find all the info at CascadiaTabletop.com or in the show notes. Tickets are on sale now. We hope to see you there this October. Come show Connor your feet.
Okay.
Missing one of the key founding members, but still carrying on to the best of their ability. It's the Vox Cascadia Podcast.
I don't know about the best of our ability. We're gonna fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do anything other than that.
Yeah, pretty much. Welcome everybody. My name is Chuck. You heard our buddy Connor there. Unfortunately, Tyler is under the weather. Something about like having his not having a voice or throat hurts or something. You know why? Indigo.
What's Indy doing?
Yeah, he's bugging me.
Now, fair enough.
Yeah, he wants treats or something. So you cannot have my beer, though, Bubba. Scoot, scoot.
Is it one of your favorite beers from Fort George?
It is. It's a Vortex, actually, in a Vortex glass.
Ooh, look at that. Vortexception, baby.
Yeah, right. I'm actually recording from a new location. So
you're on the moon.
I'm on the moon. Yes. So I'm on a soundstage in Los Angeles because we didn't actually go to the moon. Everybody knows that. Don't be silly.
That's actually an idea I've had for a movie for a long time.
Which part?
So like, I like the idea of kind of like an office comedy style movie where it's, what's it called when you have like a star-studded cast? Kind of like a Wes Anderson films. I'm blanking on the term.
My star-studded cast. I don't know.
There's a term for when you have like a whole host of people in it, but I can't remember. Anyways, I'll look it up in a second or remember it halfway through. But it's supposed to be like the office comedy is, in case the moon landing doesn't work, the CIA like hires these like movie directors to make a fake moon landing, and it would be like the shenanigans, like a comedy-esque movie of that, of like having to make a fake moon landing in case the real one fails type of deal.
Isn't that a movie already?
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's called Fly Me to the Moon. It's a 2016... let's see, hold on. There's a 2016 found footage thriller, Operation Avalanche. There's a bunch of different ones. Hold on, Fly Me to the Moon, rom-com, setting to Apollo 11. Let's see. I think that's... I swear that's already a thing.
Okay, that looking at this, I vaguely recall hearing about this movie. Damn it. Yeah, wow, shit. That sucks. There goes my million-dollar idea.
So I have a great
idea. I've been thinking of this since like high school. Fuck.
Okay, I have a movie idea. So this guy and his wife are separated. His wife moved across the country. He's a hard-boiled cop from New York. Okay. His wife moved across the country because she's a high-powered executive working for a Japanese company, right?
Nintendo.
No, we'll call it Nakatomi. So, and they're separated, but they're not together. Okay.
Yeah.
He still wants it to work, and she's focusing on her career to take care of the family. Cause you know, he's a New York City cop. He, you know, makes what he makes, but
he only harasses protesters
pretty much. Yeah. She's got like an up and coming career, so she's going to follow that. And but he's gonna go visit her for Christmas, okay? And he's gonna meet her at the Christmas party at her work, which happens to be in a building, we'll call it Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah, this is the plot of Die Hard, Chuck.
What?
Listen, okay, I didn't realize mine had became a movie, okay? It's not my fault. I've had this idea since high school. God damn it. That's annoying.
You should have copyrighted it.
So. I should have copyrighted an idea. Oh, well.
Yeah. We had an idea for the podcast this week, but we're going to save it until next week because I really want to get Tyler in on it. Although I think Tyler had, I think our wires got a little crossed in the, in talking about it. So, join us next week. Thank you for joining us today. And, so let's just, it's going to be Chuck and Connor time again.
Do we want to give the people a hint or no?
Let's just say that, you know what, Approved Ops 2025, they're not approved by us, so we're going to fix them.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, Connor?
Not much. What did I do this weekend? Oh, I celebrated 1 year being married. That was pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still confused. She said yes, but hey, we'll take it.
Hey, we all are.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Other than that, just continuing to paint some models, and I think I've just had like so much fun kit bashing my Iron Warrior guys that I'm just gonna make an Iron Warriors army properly at this point.
Yeah, you're just like full on Iron Warrior dude now. Now you,
I have read a single Iron Warriors book, so I can say I'm not just posing.
Now you did get a game in with Warp Coven, right?
Yeah, I've got a couple games in with Warp Coven now.
All right, so Killscream 4 is coming up in about actually 30 days from when this launches, or a month from when this launches, actually. How are you feeling for Killscream? Are you going Nemesis Claw? Or are you going Warp Coven?
I'm gonna get both ready, but I'm leaning like 80% Nem Claw, 20% Warp Coven, mostly because I just don't think I'll be able to get the amount of reps in for Warp Coven in time. And the few games I've played with them, I'm like, man, this is fun, but they're really bullshit in a not fun way for my opponent. And I just would rather be playing like a team that kind of has a much more mixed range. That I don't think Warp Coven are that great in melee, which is something I like to use a lot. So it's a bit of a bummer.
Now, I read about with the new Approved Ops, I read that there's actually there's some pretty good stuff for Nemesis Claw now. Have you looked into the new Approved Ops and how they fit into that?
Yes, I have. Yeah, there's a solid amount of good like. Just ploys like Breach and Clear or Seek and Clear, whatever it's called, Search and Destroy, Sweep and Clear. Listen, there's a lot of something against somethings. That seems really good for them. All the infiltrate ploys seem pretty, maybe not all, but like two of them seem pretty damn reliable. So I think the biggest weakness for that team for a while was the lack of a particularly good like all taker or all comers taking secondary, and I think that's been fixed now, which is very nice.
So have you tried the new ones yet?
Yeah. I need to actually go pick up the cards, but for like the last 2 weeks, I've been playing with the new ones after the leaks for them.
Okay. Now, you're 80% Nemesis Claw, 20% Warp Coven. You don't want to play Warp Coven because of the bullshit, or do you think you have the time to get the reps in?
A bit of both, probably more than anything it's the amount of reps, and I just don't think the team has a lot of moving parts, and while I'm decent at juggling a lot of moving parts, it's just a matter of getting that practice in. While with Nimclaw, I've gotten plenty of reps in them that I know what to do with them at all stages, essentially.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to play any of the new missions or any of the new maps?
The last tournament I went to, one of the locals in Bremerton, run by Grant and Sam, they did all the new mission, or not new missions, but all new maps on Vulcus, which was pretty fun. And then I haven't done any Tomb World yet, but I'm probably going to do that this weekend.
Have you got your Tomb World going? Or are you still just got the Necrons, pulled the Necrons out of the box and put all the good shit back?
Pulled the Warriors out of the box, and that's pretty much it. I finally got my Unmade in the mail, so I'm going to start on my Chaos Androids, because maybe I'll play, depending on how quickly I get painted those up, the Necron teams, while it's got a lot of moving parts, it's definitely less than Warp Coven, so maybe I'll play them if they're really fun.
So for CritCon, we've got Horus Heresy, and we've got Kill Team Doubles, we've got the Killscream 4 Grand Tournament with two golden tickets. You're going to be playing Killscream 4?
Yes.
Are you playing doubles, or are you going to play Horus Heresy for on
Probably the Heresy. I need to know a little bit more about it. There's sadly not a player packet yet, so I need to figure that out. But once I have that or a little more info on that, I will definitely probably lock in with that one.
Cool. Have you seen any other events that you thought were interesting?
I mean, I definitely want to do like the Inquisitor, but that sold out immediately. And so I think there was like one spot announced the other day, but that
one seems spot right now. Yeah.
That one seems really fun. I definitely want to do that sometime. It's the damn shame of like, why do we only get 3 days? Because I would love if CritCon was a full week, maybe in a couple of years we can do that. So then I can play all the events like at Adepticon.
Yeah, we should maybe we should finagle Don, who's running the Inquisitor, to do one for us. He's got one spot left as of recording this for the morning session. I know Jeremy Conser is playing in it. Huge help for us with Killscream and or CritCon as a whole. By the way, he's been helping a ton with the organization.
Nice, that's awesome. Yeah, Jeremy's a cool dude.
Yeah, and he's gonna be playing in the morning session. The afternoon session sold out like right away. So maybe we have to see if we can talk Don into doing more for us. So you said you haven't played on a Tomb World map yet?
No, have you?
I haven't. I've cut out two sets of, and built two sets of it, but I have yet to actually play it. I haven't had a chance to play anything other than Orb that we played at ChuckyCon down at the coast. And then I played with Brandon Ramo. I played Death Watch into Ravenors on one of the new maps just before the actual approved ops came out, but we also played with the old TAC ops too. So I haven't played any of the new TAC ops yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, they're pretty fun. I think Orb's a fun mission. I like a lot of the new missions. They're funky, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah, any that stick out to you in particular?
I mean, I'm just glad Secure, Loot, and Transmission are still here because they're reliable to just be like, hey, let's not worry about it. Let's just play a pickup game and play a simple objective. Otherwise, is it Input Coordinates? I can't remember the name of it. Give me a second to take a look. Pinned messages, because I am always prepared for these questions Chuck throws at me. Mm-hmm. Download, that one was fun. And then energy cells, number 6, looks pretty cool as well, because it's like it costs a lot of action points to do it in the earlier turning points, but as the game goes on it becomes easier and easier.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the missions that I feel like last edition it was sit on objective, maybe tap an objective, and now it's like everything seems more AP intensive. APL intensive, you know, across the board with the TAC ops and a lot of the missions too. So it seems like they're also the scoring, it seems like, has gone down too, or the potential for scoring. Like some of them you can only score like 6 points total in the game.
Yeah, between the two of you, which is definitely interesting.
Yeah. So I mentioned that I'm actually recording from a new location, and I'm one room over from where I usually record, actually, because I moved my recording setup into my painting cave. I tore down my 3D printing because...
So you're officially Painting Cave Minis in Painting Cave Minis.
I'm Painting Cave Minis in Painting Cave Minis recording the podcast for Vox Cascadia. Nice. But I haven't used my 3D printer in quite a while. And basically it had just like a vat of resin sitting there. And I'm sure it was just poisoning me slowly. So I took the time this weekend to actually... get that put away, move some stuff around. Jenna's actually probably going to be moving in a couple months.
Oh, so, yay. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I got to clear out because she needs her space. Like, you know, can't just adapt to me, whatever.
Yeah. Women. Sierra doesn't like it. Like, you've seen our office, maybe, I think. We have like a shared long desk along three of the walls, and there's a border in the middle where I cannot cross. It's like a DMZ of minis instead of, you know, North and South Korea.
Yeah. Do you like line your minis up like at the DMZ just in case she starts to mess with your stuff?
No, I do not, but I do like that idea. I might start doing that.
You should. I mean, you should actually like get like a piece of like get a whole strip of painter's tape and like make a line and then put your guys, you put them in some terrain and stuff so you can actually like set up. So in case she does try to come to your side, you know, we'll she is just across that.
Yeah.
Your cats would probably fuck it up, but it'd be fun for like the 5 minutes.
Yeah, they're not generally allowed in the office unless one of us is in here for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Do your cats like to, they like to climb up on stuff? And have you like had to, I've seen, you ever watch, what's his name? What's Brent from Goobertown Hobbies? You ever watch any of his videos?
No, at least not that I recall.
I haven't seen much of his stuff lately, but one of Brent's main things was he had his cats were like just kind of crawling all over his desk during any time he was recording.
That seems entertaining and frustrating at the same time.
Yeah, he didn't seem to care. The cats, they weren't like aggressively bothering things, but
they were just like wanting to be involved.
Yeah, they were right up in his stuff though. So
gotcha.
Yeah. So, do you have any other tournaments coming up? You said you played in Grant's tournament.
Yes, and then I got one this Sunday, to send one of Bean's local ones, and then Grant and Sam are throwing another one next weekend for October.
Is that just Brandon's like monthly Tacoma one, or?
Yeah, it's just one of the monthlies for both of these. So just, you know, little local ones that are always fun to go to, and just as I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, good just practice reps, because yeah. Everyone does pretty damn good because we all play Kill Team all the time.
Yeah, you bring in Nemesis Claw this weekend then?
Yes.
Nice. I think you gotta lock in, Connor. You gotta like.
I think I'm gonna lock in with the Nemesis Claw.
We got two golden tickets.
Yeah.
And we've got some amazing painters. So I don't think you can, like, while your guys are painted amazingly, I think that you're gonna have to just like sweat it out and win.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to sweat it out. I wouldn't want to win like the best overall one, just because that would feel a little suspicious.
I mean, I know the judges for best overall, so like, you know, maybe $50 falls into my pocket, and you know, maybe you get a little higher up on the list there, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want to win best overall. Like, it would be very kind, and I'd appreciate it greatly, but at the same time, it would be a bit of a bad look if one of the guys from the podcast that, you know, won it.
I mean, if you busted your ass and the miniatures got to that like level, it wouldn't be an issue. So
that's fair.
Yeah, but well, you guys look amazing. I know that there's some equally amazing, like even more amazing painters in our area. And so yeah, you're gonna have to just step your actual game up.
I am so sorry, Chuck. Sierra came in and gave me instructions to take the cake out of the oven, so I was paying attention to her. But yes, mine are painted decently enough, but I'm definitely going back over time and adding more to them, because every time I play with them, I notice a new detail missing.
Yeah, I mean, you could pick at them forever. So you gotta, someday you just gotta let him be when you're happy with them. Did you ever do anything with the bases, or the bases still the boarding actions stuff?
They're still just the basic boarding actions, but I'm thinking what I'm going to do is get some like snow and just throw that on top of it, like the Vallejan texture paste or whatever it is, like that GW has, or look at some of the other companies, and just kind of have it be like they're on an industrial snowy like ash world type of thing. Just give them a standout a little bit more, give me some more details to add into it, and I always like having just more texture on the base beyond just like whatever 3D print or you know, built in texture there is.
Yeah, I'm trying to for my Death Watch, Jeremy Spake actually got me him and I hooked up this past weekend down at Board Bard and swapped some plastic, and I gave him some shoulder pads for Blood Angels, and I gave him some,
oh shit, that's right, I have it in the envelope, but I didn't send it, his Space Wolf bit, sorry Jeremy. Yeah.
Gave him some Black Templar stuff too, and he got me a heavy Intercessor, and then shamed me in. I had the approved ops cards on hold. Curtis at Board Bard is awesome and always puts me on the list because I email him right away. He had one pack on hold for me, and I had mentioned that I would pick up a pack for Tyler, and I was standing there and I was like, they had one pack for me, and I'm like, well, I guess I only need to pick up one. And Jeremy's like, you got it. You got to get a second one. It's on tape that you were going to pick up one for Tyler too. So I got one for Tyler too. Haven't actually opened either of them.
Way to go. Nice work.
Yeah. So, I stayed away from the rest of the plastic stuff there though too. So I've got two sets of approved ops cards. Haven't actually opened either of them yet. I think I'm going to try and tomorrow maybe, or possibly Thursday, get a game in, because we're actually going to be over on Vox Scream next week. We're recording later this week with our buddies from the East Coast. Joe Dallow,
Joe.
Yeah, golden ticket winner from the Crucible this past weekend. So he's going to be in Atlanta. So you're going to have to, like I said, I told you, Connor, Vox has representation now. Vox Cascadia needs representation too.
Maybe $50 finds its way into your pocket.
Well, I mean, you know, That's how you got to grease the wheels. Okay. That's how it works.
I love greasing wheels. That's, yeah. That sounds dirty.
Mm, I mean, if you make it dirty. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What else is going on, Connor? What'd you do for your anniversary?
Not much. Me and Sierra aren't much for like big, fantastic plans, especially because like it's, you know, we're saving up for our big fancy wedding next year. But we just went over to Seattle to a really nice Italian place and had a delicious dinner. She got some gnocchi and I got like some ravioli and rigatoni combo type thing. And it was absolutely delicious.
Nice. What was the restaurant?
Tosova or something like that. I think the name up in like Belltown of Seattle.
I think I was. I stayed in Belltown one time, actually.
Yeah. It's like I just north of Pike's Place.
Yeah, I stayed at a hotel called.
Oh my god, you're. What? Oh my god, that's terrifying. She heard me talking because we have the window open and she's up against the window on the outside of the office, and that just made me shit my pants a little bit.
Do you need a second?
I need to go clean up. Be right back.
Change your tidy whities.
Change my little diaper, yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrifying. Love you, honey, you dick.
I pulled that on Jenna the other day. She was actually outside of the painting cave, actually pulling weeds for me, and I banged on the window and she freaked out. And then she tried to pull the same one on me and it didn't work. And so
you're just a mean person, bro.
I don't know. I mean, it's playful. It's not mean, right?
It's mean. Oh, now Cobbler's up on Sierra's desk, trying to find her brother because Sierra's taking the other cat on a walk.
Have you lost any cats lately?
I've not lost any cats. That's because he refuses to go outside with me. I'll take him on a walk and I'll even physically pick him up and like move him across the apartment complex and he'll sprint back, you know, dragging me along to our house. I feel terrible.
Well, I mean, you know, it's what guys do, right? You don't want to do the dishes, so you fuck up the dishes. You don't want to do the laundry, so you fuck up the laundry.
No, I would never do that. I like taking the cat out. It was fun to do that with.
You said that with such aggression. Like, I like taking the cat out. Like,
I liked it. It was fun.
Take the cat out.
No, I would never. I love that little guy. I just wish he loved me more.
Oh, well, what can you do to buy? Have you like tried to buy his love of treats or anything?
Yeah, I give them treats all the time. They just expect me for treats and nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, at least you're good for something for them.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll take it.
Yeah. So what should I do for my basis for my Death Watch? I'm going basic bitch box art because that's what I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Death Watch. It feels like they kind of all the excuses, at least that's acceptable.
The only variation I'm going to try and do is, and I think this will work out well, is I'm going to actually do. So I talked to, I think it was Holly and I think it was Brandon Ramo, I think too, talked to them in Discord about Death Watch and how they work. So when somebody goes to the Death Watch, do they get a whole new set of Death Watch armor and the pauldron from their own chapter still? But it sounds like their existing armor gets colored black. So what I want to do is actually I'm going to paint the armor up and then I'm going to use some like chipping to bring out the color of what their original armor is.
Oh, like they've been out in the field for a long time.
Yeah, so you'll see, like, you know, they'll have the black armor, they'll have their pauldron from their existing chapter, they'll have their silver arm with the Death Watch pauldron, and then they'll have, like, coming through on even the silver pauldron, you'll see little bits and bits of color from what their original set of armor was. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet. What chapters are you going with for all of them? Just, like, standard ones?
I'm standard ones. I did branch out a little bit just because I was running out of like cool pauldrons. So I know I've got at least two Imperial Fists. I've got at least two Blood Angels. I've got a Dark Angel. I've got at least one or two Black Templars. I think I've got a Flesh Terrors guy. I know I have a Lamenters guy. I was afraid of the Lamenters guy though, because I'm superstitious about stuff. And since the Lamenters always get shit on in the lore, I was like, I need to make the Lamenters guy someone who I'm not going to use as much. So, cause I didn't want to make it like my sergeant or anything, or somebody that I will probably take pretty often, because then in my head, it would be bad juju for them.
Yeah. And then they'd roll terribly all the time. And that'd be why. And that would just be no good.
Yeah, so I would roll bad just because I would be afraid of it. I was I don't think I have any Space Wolves because I don't have any Space Wolves gear. And I have at least, like I said, at least one Dark Angel. My plasma is a Dark Angel. I made the body that I got from Jeremy, the Heavy Intercessor. I made my Bombard, and he's an Imperial Fist. So it's all kind of basic chapters and then a couple of like offshoot chapters. Nothing crazy. No, like, I'm not like
none of my chapter suggestions.
I don't even remember what they were. So I only remember Tyler's because they were all Dark Angels.
Yeah, Tyler and his love for Dark Angels.
Yeah, that bit got old real quick. I'm just kidding. I thought it was hilarious that actually that they continued to run with it. So, and unlike Max, I'm gonna take the existing chapters, the ones that had Primarchs, because they're the best. Sorry, Max.
I mean, Primarchs are neat, even if they are a little boring that they become so reliant on the tabletop at times.
I mean, there's rumors that we're supposed to be getting a new Gilliman model again.
Yeah, that'll be wild if true. Actually, oh yeah, go ahead.
They're also saying, well, so and then a leak came out today. I was just watching before we started recording. I was watching Valrak said something about a new Ferris Manus.
Yeah, I saw that too. Like the image, that looked so fake because it didn't look like it was a difficult leak to make at all, because it was just the data sheets.
Yeah.
And also their leadership one, which is better than they, like, you can't even fail a leadership one, because even if you have a debuff of -1, you still roll a 2. And I don't know, that seems unlikely to exist in 40K space. But who knows, maybe I'll eat crow in a couple months.
I don't know, I'm amazed that 11th edition is coming out, like, in less than a year.
Yeah, good old 3-year cycle, baby.
Yeah, I still have half my Leviathan box that I haven't even touched yet.
You still have an Indominus box, don't you?
I do, but most of that, actually, I only have, like, I have like maybe one person from the Indominus box that's not painted. Like my whole Necron side's painted, and I painted everything except for, I just traded away my Judicar. Or I sold my Judicar. And then I have, I think maybe it was the Outriders in that box. I might have the Outriders to do still, but I painted most of that box. That was okay. When I was focusing on, I was actually playing 40K at the time. I wasn't actually playing Kill Team, cause that was pre like Kill Team 21. So yeah. I was trying to play Big Hammer, but it Kill Team sucked me in, and I even went back to Big Hammer a little bit and played in an RTT up over here at Mindtaker, and I went straight back to Kill Team, mostly because I like alternating activations is so much better. Like,
it definitely is. I wish 40K would do it. I don't think they ever will, but God, would it be great?
No, I think you'd have. I mean. You'd have a mutiny, but I think it wouldn't take long before people got used to it and actually maybe liked it a little bit. It's so much more interactive. Like, you don't stand there and watch them move their entire army, shoot your entire army, and then you just roll some saves. So you're playing Horus Heresy. How does it work in that? You have some reactions, right? It's still I go, you go, but it's not alternating interactions or activations, right?
Yeah, it's still you go, I go, but there's a lot more reactions, like kind of what command points and stratagems are, but you get to do stuff like just shoot as normal, move a unit, like, you know, backwards and stuff, kind of like almost like the way Overwatch works in this, or Counteract, but you get like X amount per X size of the game.
Okay.
Be right back, so sorry, I gotta go take a cake out.
Hold on, I'm gonna pause it. Connor, now that you're back with what kind of cake you making?
She's making like a lemon blueberry cake type thing. I guess it's not really a cake, more like a, I don't know. It was made with cake mix, but it's not exactly a cake. I'm not a baker.
No? Are you a butcher?
I'm a candlestick maker.
Okay, that's what I thought. So we were talking Heresy. You've got the cake out of the oven. I've got the Vortex refilled. You've been trying to talk Nick and I into playing Heresy.
Yes, I have.
By the way, also, do you need that dreadnought, you or whatever it is?
At some point, I might need to grab the dual bolt cannon off of you from that. I just need like essentially one of the weapon options, because that kit comes with like 18.
So I have the one from the Age of Darkness box. Does that still have a bunch of different ones?
Yes, that one. I believe at least it comes with all the options. Maybe slightly less because they're on separate sprue, but It should come with the double bolt cannon one.
Gotcha. Well, you're going to be crashing here before CritCon, so you can dig through that box then.
Yeah.
So, so I have the Age of Darkness box. Is that still, it's still valid even the new stuff came out, right?
Yeah, all that stuff in it is good. The only thing that's not valid anymore is the rules, but half the community seems to still be playing the old edition, so who cares?
Gotcha. And then I actually have, I have two of the, what are the other dreadnoughts? The
big square ones, or the like little weird triangle ones with all the guns on the side?
I can't remember. They're
there's Leviathan dreadnoughts, which are the big boxy one. Contemptor dreadnoughts is the one that comes in the Age of Darkness box. And then there's Derridio, which are the ones that are like the big gun ones.
So I have the Leviathan dreadnoughts.
Gotcha.
I actually have two of them. I have one of the melee version and one of the gun version.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you, I love that they have a thing called the Leviathan dreadnought, then introduce a new dreadnought, the Ballistus, in the Leviathan launch box. That wasn't confusing for people at all.
Yeah, I'm sure it, I mean, come on, Games Workshop's naming conventions aren't always the greatest. So even just from like Kill Team, we have like ploys and ops and proved ops and tac ops and crit ops and strat ploys.
I still think crit op and primary ops names should be reversed.
So the crit op, or you think like crit, you mean like crit op and tac op?
No, I mean like how you pick your primary, which is like your secret op. I think that one should be called the critical op instead, because it's critical, like extra points and stuff. And then the primary, that's the primary mission. So that should be the basic that both players are playing. And then secondary and tac ops can, you know, people already call tac ops secondary ops. So it just makes sense that primary should be the main one, but whatever.
Yeah.
On the topic of naming conventions, I read something the other day that was very like enlightening. I think I might have mentioned it already at one point, but I found out that a reason a lot of the AdMech names are the way that they are is, especially in 30K, is they're a lot more Greek inspired, because it's supposed to be like how if the Imperium of Man is very Roman based, the ad or the Mechanicum are supposed to be like the Byzantines aspect of it. So neat history.
The Mechanicum.
Yes. Listen, yeah. I thought we could maybe go without emphasizing that part.
I think if you go back and listen to yourself, you emphasize it yourself.
Well, like, that's because I
ingrained it now.
Yeah, a little bit, but I had to emphasize it because I almost said Mechanicus and I needed to say Mechanicum instead.
Yeah. We're so mature. I hadn't heard that actually, but that does kind of make sense based on how the names are with it. So
yeah,
thank you. That's your AdMech corner. So, by the way, speaking of AdMech, let's talk about Battleclade.
Oh boy.
I'm really torn because I want to play Deathwatch, but I feel like everybody and their grandmother's been playing Deathwatch. So I'm almost like wanting to just stay on the Battleclade a little bit. I'm still building my Deathwatch. I'm still going to get them all painted up and stuff just for the hobby and just to have them. But I kind of want to like kick it on Battleclade a little bit.
I mean, if you want to, go for it, you know? Like, I'm going to be sad there'll be one less Imperium Astartes to fight, but...
Well, they still have the Imperium keyword.
True, but it's the Astartes one that gives us all of the rerolls.
Well, you still get, what, Ceaseless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, it's somebody playing your robots.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
You're still just sad about those, aren't you?
100%. When they design an actual AdMech team, I'll be very excited.
There's rumors of, do you think we'll get Dark Mech?
Hey, I'll take Dark Mech, too. I'm just, that'd be pretty cool, because those would likely be pretty simple to kitbash, unless they use some really weird, like, demon engine shit.
Yeah. It seems like you'd still be able to kitbash them pretty easily. So, just put a lot of weird stuff on them, right?
Dark Mech and normal mech look pretty much the same. It's just more spiky and, like, skulls.
Yeah, but now I'm like I said, as much as I'm super excited for Death Watch and I really want to play Death Watch, I think that everybody's going to be playing Death Watch, and
that seems like a fair take. They seem very popular.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are going after them, and so I have a little bit of a hipster vibe going on with me where like I want to play the.
Wait, you a bearded white guy from the Portland area have a bit of a hipster complex?
Hold on, I'm gonna I had a vegetarian dinner. I'm gonna have another sip of my IPA here.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I think that's fair, because then you'll have the advantage at least of, like, when you roll up to the table, you won't be like that guy playing yet another Death Watch and like your opponent that just wants to face anything other than Death Watch.
Yeah, I feel like elites in general have kind of a, I don't know that a lot of people like facing elites unless you're maybe playing elites, just because they're just kind of,
especially these like five man ones. Yeah, like I mean, fighting Ravenors all the time, I don't mind if I'm playing Nemesis Claw, but if you're anything that's like eight bodies or more, you just don't have operatives that can one for one easily, which is very frustrating. Unless you got a fusion pistol.
Yeah. I was listening to Just Another Kill Team podcast, and actually they had a guy on there who was talking about doing the gosh, what's his name? The, I don't know, the leader dude, sending him as like a missile, basically kind of an alpha strike, because you can get up the board quite a ways with him, because he can do a pregame reposition. He can do a reposition in the strategy phase, and then he's got a really good pistol.
Wait, so, oh, on Death Watch?
No, on Battleclade.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you've got the, gosh, what's his name? Can't remember any of their names. What's the robot guy's name?
Servitor.
Let me look it up here real quick. No, it's the...
Daedalus?
No, hold please.
Overseer, Underseer.
Seer, where's fucking Battleclade? All right. Oh, I think did Brand, by the way, did Brandon play Hunterclade last weekend? Was he at the tournament?
He was, yes, but I don't think he was playing Hunterclade.
Oh, I think
that might have been voted for him, but I think that was after that tournament.
Gotcha. The Techno Archaeologist.
Oh yeah, yeah, that guy.
So yeah, he can do his during strategic gamut. You can change his order, but you can do a free reposition with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually do that. I think you can do that during your, you can do it during strategic phase. So you can move up 6 inches, basically. You can then, he's got 3 APL, so you can move dash shoot, and he's got his eradication pistol, which is 4 attacks on 3s, 4/2 damage, range 8, devastating 3, lethal 5.
It's not bad. I just feel like if you got to make sure you're not going to get killed for doing that, because that guy is the one that also gives out the ceaseless rerolls, right?
He does, yeah. But he, I mean, if he could, he's kind of tanky. 3-up save. You know, you can spend some of your other stuff to.
I guess that's true. It's just that team, to me, at least from my experience facing them, feels like if I kill that guy early, they fall apart so quickly because they're a 4-up team with no rerolls, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy, it is really nice to have that guy that in the times that I've played, I have tried to hand out the ceaseless a bunch, and cause you only just need visibility and you can do it like twice per turning point.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause you can do it once during your strategic gambit, and then you can also do it once during your actual
turn
with him. So.
Yeah. He seems like you want to get it ceaseless on at least like 3 enemy Marines or, you know, ideally 3 Ravenors, and then you can kind of have him do the suicide mission, but
yeah. No, I was painting up the Battleclade and I kind of paused them a little bit. Actually, I've got like 3 teams now that I'm like halfway through painting. So, cause I was painting up the Sanctifiers, and then, you were going to be playing Nemesis Claw at what tournament? Tacoma. Mm-hmm. And so I started painting Nemesis Claw to make sure that you had a Nemesis Claw.
Yeah. Cause you didn't trust me.
No, I didn't. And I will fully admit that, and you proved us wrong. But I also just wanted to make sure that you had a team to go with, because I know you were wanting to play Nemesis Claw, and I wanted to make sure you had a Nemesis Claw team to run.
That's fair.
But then I paused those guys, and then I started painting Battleclade, and then I just kind of stopped painting Battleclade. So I think I'm like, I don't know, maybe like 2/3 done with Battleclade. I'm almost to the point where I've got all the base coats on them and it's time to start like washing them and stuff. So I think I need to get back to them. But again, I also have like 2 sets of Tomb World that I need to get painted up by time Kill Scream comes around. So also I think I have like another set of Vulcans I need to paint and maybe another ITD set.
Well, are you coming up towards Nick at all? I don't know, how often do you visit Nick?
Normally just kind of like around tournaments and stuff.
Okay.
I'm not going to be up there anytime soon. Jenna's heading out in a couple weeks. So,
oh, where's she going?
She's going to Spain.
Ooh.
Yeah. So she actually gets back the night that you get here. So, it's,
Sweet. I'll hang out with Jenna. We'll get like drunk and talk about Spain.
I mean, you'll have like one drink and she'll have two and you both will be toasted.
Exactly. So. It'll be great.
Although she's going to be spending like 2 weeks in Spain. So I think her alcohol tolerance will go up a little bit. But she's actually, so she's coming back from Spain. She gets back at like 11:30 the night that everybody's going to be here. So
go get Taco Bell and then pick Jenna up and bring her some Taco Bell. Cause that's she can get real. I guess Spain's not like Hispanic food, but you know, they influence it a little bit with language.
She doesn't like Taco Bell. I know.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
Jenna.
Yeah.
LBC is so disappointed in you.
Yeah. No, but so she's going to be coming back. She's going to be jet lagged. She's going to be like on Spain time. So I think they're like 8 hours ahead of us. So it'll be like, I don't know, 7 a.m. the next morning or whatever by the time she gets here. And then she's going to be coming to the house with you, me, Nick, Sean Ross, and Indiana. And so she's going to get to deal with all that night.
That'll be so fun.
I'm sure she's going to be excited. So I know I will be. So.
Well, but yeah, like you said, cut back to the 10 minutes or so ago. I'm trying to get you and Nick to buy one of the combat patrol equivalents for Heresy.
So do I have, so with the Age of Darkness box, do I have a combat patrol out of that?
I mean, realistically, sure. You probably have more actually. Cause like that entire box is like equivalent of 2000 points and the combat patrols are closer to like 800 ish, you know, depending on loadouts. Cause thankfully Heresy is still one of the cool games where you get to decide loadouts and that affects point values as every game should do.
Now is the combat patrol, is it kind of like combat patrol or spearhead for 40k?
Not at all. There is no sort of like game mode included with this thing. These things are more like what the old start collecting boxes were like before combat patrol became a thing, which is nice. They're pretty solid value. Minus like the marine one is kind of awkward unless you're brand new to the game.
So is it just like lower points value game then?
It's not even, yeah. I mean, there's not even a game associated with it. It would just be lower points of normal Heresy.
So I don't need a combat patrol then if I have the Marines box or if the Age of Darkness Marines box already. Also, I have like a Fafnir Ran. I have a Dominion Zephon new in the box.
Not anymore. You took his helmet.
No, actually, I have two. I bought two because after I kitbashed the Dante, I bought another one when I found it.
Okay, fair enough.
So yeah, I have a Dominion Zephon. I have, like I said, a couple Dreadnoughts. So yeah, I should be good to go.
You might be close to 3K in that alone. Like, I mean, if you still have all like 40 TAC Marines, yeah, you're set.
I have 39 because I gave Nick one.
Well, you're still pretty solid.
But I actually, you know what I do have though? I have a box of Mark III Space Marines from before Age of Darkness even came out.
Oh, though. Like the old school Mark III. How much you want for those?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, those guys are very valuable to a lot of hobbyists.
Well, let me see what they're going for, and then I'll 10% over that.
Shucks. I mean, they're really common still, and like you should just give them to me for free.
I think I actually used a couple bits out of them. I used one of the heads and maybe some of the shoulder pads on my my Black Templars. And
I remember that Mark III guy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I really don't like that Mark III head on that Black Templar, though. I've been
really.
It's my Grenadier for my Angels of Death.
And like it?
No, I don't know. There's something about it. It just doesn't really fit with the, because he's wearing like the rest of his Primaris armor.
You can say it was the helmet of his previous sergeant that died, and then when he died, the helmet was passed down to him. And like, I don't know if Black Templars do that, but you know, fuck it, who cares?
I mean, it's not the story behind it; it's more of the vibes with it. Like, I just don't like—I don't like the look of it.
Really?
So yeah, and I did it, and I put it on, and I painted it, and I was like, okay, like, all right. And every time I run that guy out, I'm like, oh god, I hate that head. I think I just need to like rip it off and give him like
I'll take the old school Mark III's if you don't want them.
What's so good about the Mark III's then?
Just people like I like the modern Mark III's as well, but the helmets in particular, people just kind of prefer the old appearance because they definitely just have a different vibe than the new ones. The new ones aren't bad, but the old school Mark III helmets are definitely feeling more like that Crusader-esque helmet design. Like if you look at the comparison between the two, you can probably see what I mean. They have a more it's kind of like how people still like Mark 7 helmets, you know, because this is what you grew up with. And so, like, for the longest time, Mark III old school helmets were like the defining face for a lot of Heresy. And so when they got like pretty much replaced, it's just a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, maybe I can find Nick. You can give me my one guy back. So I know you haven't painted him yet. I opened the Age of Darkness box. I told you I won that box, right?
Yeah, you and Nick apparently just win stuff off Instagram all the time, which is annoying because I've started entering contests left and right, and I haven't won one yet.
Yeah, I need to get back to it. I opened that box. All I've done with that box is I opened it up. I clipped out one Marine to give to Nick because he wanted to paint it and gave it to him. So I actually do have. So what's the Dreadnought guy? What's the Dreadnought you wanted the
Contemptor gun Dreadnought?
Nick actually painted me up an amazing Contemptor Dreadnought because I used to play it in 40K.
Yeah, because you used to be able to.
Yeah, I have a Blood Angels Contemptor Dreadnought painted up by Nick too.
Yeah, just paint up a Blood Angels Legion, and then next Critcon you can play a Heresy event with me.
I don't think it would take me that long because if I just kind of paint them like my 40K Blood Angels, it's a lot of airbrushing and just picking out some details. Like I could have them on, besides building, I could have them on the board pretty quick. And actually one of my Dreadnoughts is already built and he's actually even magnetized so I can swap his weapons out.
Nice. That's pretty cool. But yeah, Heresy is a good time. More people should play it. I understand not a lot of people like the Imperium aspect only, but I don't particularly care. I'm not much of a Xenos guy. Minus Kroot, they're pretty cool. And it's also just a fun setting. Sorry, Max.
So, I mean, what about the game do you like besides the setting? What do you like about the actual, like,
rules? I like the rules. And like I was describing earlier, that you still can do whatever points values you want. Like, hey, I want like this guy to have a better gun. Cool. 5 points extra. Boom. Add it in. That's all it takes. It's not like a weird just select in and out like 10th edition is, which I think is just kind of lame. I really think it does a solid job at rewarding like creative list building in the sense of not even like trying to make lists that win, but thematic lists. Like one of mine that I've had for a while in my head is like, you know, everyone assumes Imperial Fists, like you say Imperial Fists and everyone's like, yeah, the Stoic Defenders, you know, lots of Breacher Shields, lots of, you know, standing on the walls and being static and stuff. But it's fun to be like, well, that's true. They were very iconic for that. But, you know, these were the legions. So they had one form of everything. So I want to do like a company that's dedicated to like Imperial Fists, but all jet chopes or jump chopes, all jetpacks and stuff like that. And like fast moving stuff. I think the game just in the form of itself, like rule wise, is a lot more build a narrative story for the battle you're taking place on, like rather than the. A lot of the 40K stuff, like, I like, but if you're just doing a pickup game, it's kind of like the way Kill Team is, where you just use the same rule set and as a competitive event would. Like, we're going to do Mission 6 on Layout 4 type of deal, where narrative is a lot more like creating Heresy is a lot more like narrative, like creating asymmetric battles. Like, one person's going to automatically have 500 points more in their army than you, but they can only deploy them in waves and stuff like that.
All right, so here's my thing, though, is that I'm sitting here, since I'm in the painting cave now, I'm looking at my, like, closet of shame. It's not even a pile, it's a closet. And there's
hey, same.
I'm also looking at a Necromunda Ashwaste box new in the shrink, because somebody told me that they were going to play Necromunda, so I picked up that box.
Was that me?
That was you.
Oh, I mean, I'm down for that, too.
Well, which one is it, Connor?
I'm down for both. But Necromunda is just unfortunately a lot more of a campaign game. I'd be down to do that. When did you pick that up?
God, that was like probably a year ago. It was on the shelf at Mindtaker, actually. And
did I tell you to pick that up, or did you just say like I'm going to pick that up and I'll use Connor as an excuse?
Maybe a little column A, a little column B. I think you were on a Necromunda kick, and. Yeah. I used that as an excuse, so I can blame you now for...
Yeah, because I built one Necromunda gang, you can blame me.
Yeah, pretty much. I actually watched... Did I don't know if I mentioned before that I watched like half a game of Necromunda down at the coast with Sam.
No, I don't think so. But yeah, Necromunda's a neat game. It's just
It's crunchy as fuck.
It's very crunchy. It seems very cool. Like I said, I'd love to like go to Germany and play at CoriusCon. So one day, maybe sooner than we realize when we have to escape to the EU, we'll get to go to it next year.
Yeah, I mean, so which EU country would you want to settle in?
I think it's not Denmark, right? Is it the Netherlands? Which one's the one that's got Lego? I want to go work for Lego. I think that's Denmark. Where's Lego?
I think that's Denmark too. Yeah.
It's one I know, like, that's in mainland EU, but I always mix up Denmark and, like, the Swedish ones, like, above it, like, Norway and Finland and them.
Well, Norway's supposed to be, like, the happiest country on the planet.
Yeah. Where is Lego headquarters?
I think it's Denmark.
Finland, Denmark, yeah. So, yeah, if I ever go to Europe, me and Sierra are going there just because it looks like a cool, like, HQ building, too, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Yeah, would you... So, are you in Sierra? Are you taking a honeymoon?
We will at some point.
Yeah.
We're thinking probably going to, like, a fun, like, resort in Mexico just because it's, like, local and stuff. But, again, who knows? The future's kind of interesting right now. Yay!
Yeah, I mean, could you get back in the country?
Yeah.
Lock down your social media.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's going to be great. So.
Hey, Jimmy Kimmel's back at least, or Jimmy Fallon. I always
make sort of. Yeah. He's not local down here because the stations won't carry him because it's a Sinclair station down here in Portland.
Wait, they're not even playing it?
No. So Sinclair and Nexstar, who own like 30% of the local ABC stations, are not going to put it back on. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, so vote with your dollars, people.
Yay, I love crumbling democracy. Woo!
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But hey, at least we got CritCon out of the way, so go enjoy your last bit of freedom.
There. Yeah, so, yeah, October 24th, 25th, 26th here in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon is not burned to the ground, no matter what you hear on Fox News.
Not until I get there.
Yeah, then Connor's going to burn it down, because that boy rages.
Yep, that's me. I get drunk, and then I get fiery.
That reminds me, actually, we still have a Patreon challenge that a punishment that you have not paid up on yet because hold on, let me see. I'm going to look for Smirnoff Ice sugar free right now. So, because you're going to be here, and so we can make you do it. And actually, Tyler and I still need to figure out our hot wings challenge too. I think I'm going to use the time that Jenna's traveling abroad to actually do the hot wings challenge, so she doesn't have to like hear and deal with the outcome of me other than through like text.
You know, that's fair. That seems more responsible than her dealing with. Are you going to like see? I think hot wings, and I just think the Conan one because that one was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be that same stuff, but. I'm hoping that I'm not going to die from it.
Well, I mean, Conan didn't die, and you're, like, definitely probably healthier than him.
Maybe.
I mean, he's, like, rich. He's rich, but he's got, like, 20 years on you.
Yeah, maybe not, actually. How old is Conan?
He's, like, 60-something. 65?
No, 62. Holy shit. No, that's what money will do for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so October 24th, 25th, 26th, CritCon. Killscream 4 will be there. We're going to have a two-day tournament, 6 rounds, 2 golden tickets, like we mentioned before. One of those is going to be for the overall winner. One of those is also going to be for the, I can't remember the name of it, but basically best overall, yeah. A combination of how you play.
Be a friendly person. Paint your models well.
As well as painting well.
So. And finish decently well.
Yeah. We have just kept adding to CritCon. So just the other day, last Thursday on my day off, I spent a good couple hours adding 14 more events. They're all tabletop RPG events. So you can actually, there's a bunch of different games.
How many number of events are we at right now? Do you know off the top of your head?
I remember
it was at like 30 at last count, but that was probably before those.
It's gotta be close to 40 or 50 now.
Nice.
So because we've got at least, I think we've got 8 painting classes. We've got Kill Team. We've got Horus Heresy. We've got Shatterpoint. We've got Star Wars Legion. We've got Star Wars Legion doubles. We've got X-Wing just signed up this week too. That's a brand new one.
Are we doing Sigmar again?
We don't have Sigmar this year. Ah, damn. We've also got, let's see what else. Hold on. I'm on the page here.
Painting classes galore.
Painting classes galore. The one with Map DiPietro is almost sold out. There's just a few tickets left. We're gonna have Killscream. We've got Shatterpoint, Star Wars Legion, Infinity, Horus Heresy. You should take a painting class. It's actually super good to take a painting class because the painting class is like having an instructor there to actually help you be like, hey, here's how to move the brush. Here's what you do. Makes a huge difference from like. Just kind of watching stuff online. So We're going to have Marvel Crisis Protocol. We've got Cyber Savage. We've got Warhammer 40K Rogue Trader Tournament going, brought to you by Mark's Boarding House. We got Manowar, War Master, Necromunda, Warhammer Fantasy, Rogue Trader Tabletop RPG. We've got, like I said, Shatterpoint, Legion. I mean, we've got just a ton of stuff going on. And even just to go to the tabletop role-playing games that we just added, we've got Dungeon Crawl Classics. We've got a couple of those. Like a couple different sessions of those. We've got Morkborg, Shadow Dark, Dolemwood, Frontier Scum, Haste, Liminal Horror, Vampire the Masquerade, Shadow Dark, Troika. We've got like so much stuff going on. It's going to be a great event.
Next year, Chuck's throwing me a bar mitzvah.
Next year, I'm throwing Connor a bar mitzvah. So,
that'll be CritCon 5 or 3.
CritCon 3.
Killscreen 5.
Officially canceled.
It's canceled.
Yeah, no, it's not. But CascadiaTabletop.com is where you can find all the information for it. Go check out me at Painting Cave Minis from the Painting Cave, at Spanaway on everything for Connor, at Lowbrow Minis on Instagram, DiceShirtUpBigHotel.com.
Go buy the orb shirts.
Tyler's got his orb shirt on sale. If you really love Tomb World, go check out the orb shirt.
Even if you don't love Tomb World, go check it out. It's a dope shirt.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for listening, everybody, to this kind of impromptu off the cuff with me and my boy Connor.
Happy Rapture Day.
Did you get raptured?
No, I'm Catholic. I didn't realize Catholics like didn't do the rapture. Like, that makes sense why I didn't remember ever hearing it, like, back when I went to church, you know, as a kid, is because I didn't realize, like, that was a uniquely Protestant and, like, American evangelical thing. So, you know, shout out to being raised Catholic means I didn't think the rapture was going to happen, like, every other day.
Well, we're going to pretend we're getting raptured right now.
Ready? Oh, God, a plane! Make sure your fan's off.